This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. There's a new scam to report. Rouse County Clerk and Recorder Jenny Thomas says residents are buying cars through social media. Then they get a fake title to that vehicle. Once the buyer pays the money and gets the title, turns out it is forged or altered or linked to a stolen vehicle. When they try to get the tags in the Rouse County Motor Vehicle Department, they discover that the title isn't valid. Local law enforcement says be especially cautious when purchasing a vehicle through social media. The Colorado Secretary of State's office has updated the number of ballots turned in to each county. Regionally, Rouse County had 16,795 ballots on Election Day. Moffat County had 6,808 ballots returned. Rio Blanco County had 3,769 ballots counted. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is reminding Colorado residents, get your vaccinations for COVID-19 and flu, as there is an increased risk this holiday season. UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center in Steamboat Springs has been awarded the 2024 Excellence in Patient Experience in the Small Hospital category. This is from NRC Health. The high score was in response to the question, how likely would you be to recommend this facility to your friends and family? The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission meets today and tomorrow down in Lamar. A wolf updates at 10:30 today. Right after that, Tim Richard with the Middle Park Stock Growers out of Grand County will present with more on a citizen petition for rulemaking. That's to stop the reintroduction of the next round of wolves until things like the 10J rule for chronic depredation is defined. Rouse County Cattlewomen have named Connie Boudreaux of South Rouse County as the 2024 Cattlewoman of the Year.
I stand with so many other wonderful cattle women in this county that I've learned a lot from. I admire and respect, and for them to choose me as this year's Cattlewoman of the Year is a real honor.
New officers for the Rouse County Cattlewomen are Krista Monger as president, vice president is Haley Oren, secretary Hallie Meyer, and Adonna Allen is treasurer. Steamboat Ski Resort has hired Josh Miller as lodging operations director. It's a newly created position to oversee daily operations of lodging and vacation rental management and affiliated HOAs. Moffat County High School Theater presents the school play Murder by the Book tonight and Friday night with a couple of shows on Saturday. The play is about several famous authors who are in a secret society to pick the best and worst books of the year.
I'm Cheyenne Grivey, and I play the role of Shakespeare, and I think you should come to the show because there's huge plot twists and really funny moments.
I'm Marie Roberts, and I play the role of Emily Dickinson, and I think you should come to the show because it's family-friendly and interesting for all audiences.
I'm Keely Bauer. I play the role of Louisa May Alcott, and I think you should come see our play because it's really fun to watch, and it's really good, it's funny, and there's a bunch of different kinds of genres all mixed in there.
And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.